Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, and normally we would talk some comic books, but we still have the great Bill Gardner from Deep End Games here. You know, we've talked a lot of cool stuff about what they have going on, how they got to this place with Perception, and it just keeps going. Like, today we're going to hear about finding the character's voice, and it's just a lot of fun. Like I said, I cannot say how amazing this was. It was a super honor to have him on, and it's a great game. But here we go, part three of our Deep End Games interview. You talked about, you know, the different sub-genres of games and all that's out there. And you also talked about being a horror fan, which I am not. That's my wife's bag. I'm more of like the Pauly Shore style movies.
Nice.
And
nice.
That's mine. And Perception definitely falls under one of those categories. And it's a creepy game. I played it. And I remember in one of the very first scenes, you know, there's a crib shooting down the hall. And then right after that, you're looking, you know, at that point, I was like, okay, I'm only playing this during the daytime. And then another point, you're investigating, and it's like, oh, it's a box. And it's like, and it says, you don't need to hide yet. And I was like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know, I think horror means a lot of different things to different people, and I think comedy and horror are, I think, the most difficult targets to hit because I think it means so many different things. I think they mean so many different things to so many different people.
Oh yeah, and so was it your love of horror that, you know, pushed you toward the path of Perception? Knowing that, you know, that is something that you enjoy and you feel, you talked about comfort levels, you know, that you had somewhat of a comfort level there, but not enough that, you know, it didn't push you. Is that what made you go that route?
You know, it's funny because I, initially we were much more pushing in the horror space, but as we kind of found our form, this is one of the downsides to announce, we announced the game via Kickstarter. We had a great experience with that, but you know, we had announced it after probably, I don't know, four to 6 months of pre-production and early production, and you know, as you get it on screen, you know, things change. You know, you realize that, hey, it's kind of more fun if we do it this way, and so I think we're initially playing the horror angle up a lot more, and as we found the story of Cassie and we found the atmosphere, I kind of moved it more. We call it a thriller now more than anything else, and because I feel it's a better description. But I think it also, like I said, you know, horror means a lot of different things. And as much as I love the genre, I don't necessarily like creating the traditional, like, sort of wide net horror. When you think about, like, it's certainly not a slasher film, and there's no real gore, and you know, there are some jump scares and that sort of thing, but I think for the most part I think of it as a thriller in the vein of, not to sound pretentious, but like a Kubrick or a Hitchcock, where I really like tension. I really like the idea of getting in people's heads and setting a tone and an atmosphere that they carry with them, and they're filling in the blanks themselves. You know, I believe it was King who said, you know, when I see the 11-foot-tall monster walk through the doorway, I'm not scared. I'm thinking to myself, oh, well, okay. I in my head, I had a 17-foot monster pictured, so this is a relief. And that's true. The second you see, you know, you start to reveal stuff, I think the more you lose people. But, interestingly enough, I think that's less the case with games. I think that, I don't know what it is, but I feel like in video games there's an expectation to show more and to be a little bit more, I don't know, I guess, I don't want to say on the nose because that sounds a little bit, I don't know, like that sounds more negative than I'd want it to, but I guess overt. I think it's a little bit more, and I think given the nature of the, you know, the participatory nature, I could see why, you know, it's certainly tough to keep tension going over long play sessions, especially where players can go and really kick the tires. You know, if you're holding tension and you see a door slam in a movie, that's very different when a door slams and then it's quiet. In a game, you don't know how long the person's going to stand there or if they're going to run up to the door and kick it and try and go around the door and, like, try and crouch under it. Or it's really disheartening sometimes to watch people play your game. It's awesome, and it's also you get a lot of great feedback, and you learn so much from watching, especially, you know, watching people play on Twitch and Let's Plays and that sort of thing. You know, we've made a lot of improvements to the game based on that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's a real challenge, and I think that for me, you always have to kind of find what it is you're trying to say, and I think regardless of how much change there is, you always have to be able to hold up a certain number of pillars for the game, the things that you set out to build, the kind of feelings and emotions you wanted to evoke and draw from the player. And as long as you're able to go back to that, every decision you're making in design, you know, needs to go back to that, right? You have to say, like, okay, well, how does this solve this issue? And are we holding true to this goal? And that sort of thing. And so that's how we came to Thriller, is because, you know, we talked about primarily from the early days, it was about atmosphere and it's about the unknown and tension building and that sort of thing. And that's what, you know, as a blind character, I think that suits itself very nicely for what we're trying to build.
Yeah, and Cassie, as a character, is really neat, you know, the time jumps that you do and seeing where she's from and the vision she has, both the visions and the vision she has with the echolocation type stuff is really neat. As the that character was being developed, you know, were there aspects of the character that grew or dropped off, much like the game, you know, as it went on? Parts of her personality, or was she pretty much set in stone from the get-go?
I think that I think a lot of what makes her tick was always the same, but certainly the elements around her changed a bit. I think that the biggest of those would be, you know, her relationships. Because, I mean, at its heart, the game really is about a woman trying to overcome the obstacles in front of her, specifically the fact that she's, you know, blind, and she's been told no her whole life, and, you know, she's had issues with relationships because, you know, she's been betrayed and abandoned a lot of her life and this sort of thing. And so those elements stay the same, but, you know, you look at, like, Serge, her boyfriend, the reactions and the interactions that they have together, that was probably the thing that changed the most with regard to Cassie, because that's a tricky balancing act. You know, she's very headstrong, and she's confident, and she's, you know, I think she's a very strong character, and that's tricky, I think, to get right, because it's very easy for someone who's headstrong to come off as a jerk, especially in a relationship. And I think to find the right context and the right way to present, she is this way, and similarly, she, you know, she's constantly, you know, trying to make light of her situation because that's a defense mechanism. You know, a lot of people show or feign strength in times of weakness to, you know, to sort of perk themselves up and to sort of preen, if you will, to you know, make the threats, you know, feel less of a threat. And so, you know, that's tough. You know, we actually, our lead actress, Angela Morris, who is a powerhouse, she's phenomenal. She also does the voice, she does three or four voices in the game. Cassie, she does the poppets, the little dolls you'll see later in the game, Chapter 3, and then also the character of Faith. And they are, you could not pick three more different and diverse roles. I mean, they are just so, they're at absolute opposite ends of the spectrum. And she just nailed it. You know, I think she was always delivering, but for us, it was a matter of, like, getting in the game and seeing how it all fits together. And we were in this, we went back to the booth to re-record with her, I think, three or four times. And a lot of that was just based on rewrites, based on, you know, testing feedback and that sort of thing. And we even brought her in most recently over the summer before we did our remaster. you know, we were going to be coming out on the Switch, but we also had a lot of good feedback on the platforms we already released on, so the Xbox, PS4, and PC. And we got a lot of good feedback from people being like, I don't really, you know, things that people weren't clear on and that sort of thing. And so did a lot of tightening there, and that meant going back into the recording booth with Angela. So anyway, yeah, long-winded way of saying that we just a whole lot of tweaking to make sure her voice was coming across appropriately.
All right, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking to Bill about all that. Tune in tomorrow when we just keep going down the rabbit hole and talk about the games and designs and just everything. If you like what you hear, make sure you go check out their website, thedeependgames.com. They're also on Twitter. It's a good place to get a hold of them. We're out there also, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, while you're listening, make sure to give us, you know, the little thumbs up, like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it. Also, check out patreon.com/thenightnerd for all sorts of exclusive shows and content. It's a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's why we do this. So that's going to be it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Color of my hair is changing, my skin is soft.